Good morning, the exotics vet. Christy speaking.
Yes, Christy. Just have a quick question. Does Vanessa have any appointments available this week to look at a blue and gold macaw's nail and beak?
Yeah. Let me just have a look. Have we seen this one before?
Yes.
Yeah, we have. Alrighty. Bear with me a sec. Let me load this computer. She's got, tomorrow she's got, where are we? A morning appointment at 9:40, otherwise in the afternoon she's got a 2 o'clock or a 3:40.
It would have to be tomorrow. Like early morning, because I've just got to be back into Montville by 11 for work.
Okay. Yep, okay. Wednesday she's got a 9:40. Thursday she has a 9 o'clock.
Thursday at 9?
Yeah, I could do Thursday at 9. Let me just check Friday. Friday I don't have any mornings.
Okay. So let's Thursday. How much would it be for like he would have to be knocked out for his nails and beak?
Yeah, so have we done the beak trim before on this one?
I do believe so.
Oh, okay, no worries.
Because
right.
He's the one with the scissor bill.
Oh, okay, alrighty. So it would be a quick anesthesia. Let me add it all up for you. Quick anesthesia is $135, plus the beak trim would be $50, and then the nails, I doubt she would charge for the nails. She'll probably just do that while we're under the anesthetic. And then how long has it been since we've done it in the past?
I think it's been probably about a year.
Okay.
But like I've had, he had a little bout of an infection probably about 6-7 or just right around Easter time.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I couldn't get into you guys because Vanessa was out of town.
Yep.
So I had to take him into Unusual Pet Vets up in on the coast here.
Yep.
But I prefer Vanessa.
Yeah, no worries.
Because that whole trip cost me over $1,200.
Oh, God, yeah, okay.
And,
yeah.
like I even said to him, I said, can we do a fecal float? Because
yep.
That tells you a lot
yep.
to begin with. And they had to do x-rays and, everything under the sun, which
okay.
I understand if there's protocols and procedures and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But then right before I left, they said, oh, we've found bloods in the stool. What we have to do a fecal now.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going, well,
yeah.
If you did a fecal first,
the
then...
first thing, yeah. Yeah, no, true. Okay, well, so, because if we haven't seen you for a year, she would have to do the annual health check as well. So it would be, you'd be looking at sort of 350, sort of 360
okay.
for everything, yeah.
And I mean, like, he probably needs a good follow-up because,
yeah.
I know that the last vet says that he has hyperplasia.
Okay,
there's a few more things and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so, I mean, I can try to get his file sent down to
if you could.
You guys.
Yeah, if you, because where, did you go to Budrum?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you just call or email and just ask them to send the history to us, or to you, they're usually pretty good at Budrum.
Yeah.
We don't have too many issues with them with histories. Just to get that stuff sent through, if they have x-rays and things like that, she might want to look at it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And I mean, that explains a lot. And,
yeah.
But, like right now, his nail, he's not wanting to sit up on the perches too much.
Yeah,
he's
okay.
Been down more on the ground.
Yeah.
So, I know... I had a look at his nails yesterday, and how he plays on the wire is he really, like, bends them.
Yeah, yeah.
So they're starting to grow and crooked and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And he always has had problems with that.
Yeah.
And Vanessa knows that and stuff, so.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
We just have to try to keep them as short as possible.
Yeah.
And, like, in the interim, like, I've just had one of, like, I know a local vet that he usually just kind of takes the tips off just to help him more manageable and stuff like that.
Yep, yep. Okay. Oh, that's good, yeah. Okay, so do you want me to book it in for Thursday, just this Thursday?
Yeah, Thursday at 9. Yep.
Alrighty. Now, what was your last name?
Trenkamp.
How do you spell that one, sorry?
T-R-E-N.
E-N.
K-A. N-P.
N-P. Alright, awesome. And who was it for?
Zulu.
Zulu. Alright, perfect. Zulu. Okay, awesome. So, yeah. So, we'll do the health check, and then, yeah, she can have a look at him, have a look at the fecals, and everything, and then, yeah, we'll be able to do the, general anesthetic and beak trim and nails all at the same time. So,
yep.
Yeah. So
and no wet
know,
food and stuff
yeah,
like
no
that
wet
on.
Food in the mornings. Yeah. If you just avoid
yep.
it fully in the morning.
Yeah.
Then,
I'll just empty his bowl and stuff like that.
Yeah. Because
I usually
yeah.
try to give him a little bit overnight
yeah.
so he's not
oh,
screaming at
yeah,
8 o'clock
yeah.
in the morning.
Okay. Yeah. Well, if you just take it out maybe at like sort of 6 o'clock at least. 6, 7, 8, 9. That'll give 3 hours. That should be plenty
well,
of time.
Well, I'll just give him a little bit more, or give
yeah.
him a bigger snack.
Yeah.
That night or the night
yeah.
before, and
then, yeah,
and then he should
that.
Be fine.
Yeah, cool, awesome. And he can still have pellets if he eats the pellets. But yeah, just no soft foods.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect. All right. Well, I've got you Thursday 16th for Dr. Vanessa at 9 o'clock. Easy.
Yep, not a problem. And if anything changes, I'll give you a call.
Yeah, perfect. No problem. All right, we'll see you then.
Yep, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.